right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up page Tuf Lamed Hey. Tuf Lamed Hey. Madriga Saadam. Move up a Gemara. Maaseh Rav Yosef and Rav Yeshua is actually a very moving Gemara. There's a story with Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, Shahaya Chola. Rav Yosef died. Rav Yosef was sick. And he died. So he was sick and he died. So he, amazingly enough, what apparently occurs is that he dies and he comes back to life. Sha'ol osa aviv. So his father said to him, "Nu, tell me, what did you see on the other side? What did you see in the Olam HaEmes?" It's a very profound Gemara on many levels. Heshev lo, he responded to him, "Olam hafoch ra'isi. I saw an upside down world. Ayomnim lamata." So the way Rashi understands this is, those who are put on a very high pedestal in this world, lamata, were much lower in the world to come. Vitachtonim, and those who are very often disregarded, marginalized, and considered unimportant, lamala, were put on a pedestal in the Olam HaEmes. To which Rabbi Yoshua responds to his son, Amar lo, Olam Barur Ra'isa. No, my son, you did not see an Olam Hafuch, but rather again, you saw an Olam Barur. You saw a clear world. What you see here in this world, that's the Olam Hafuch. That's the upside down world. What you saw there, that's the Olam Barur. So the Mechaber writes, so we'll say that there are many, many understandings of this Gemara and many profundities of this Gemara. On the most basic level, what Rav Yosef was seeing was that what we see in this world has so many dimensions to it that we cannot see. Or what goes on in this world has so many dimensions that we can't see. And things that look right side up in this world in reality are upside down. But it's only until we get to the Olam HaEmes that you have the ability to have that perspective. And he goes on, he says, Yeshnam harbe anashim sheba'olim hazehim chashuvim ugidolim umichubadim ve'ilu lamalehim kitanim. I must say, there are many people in this world who are considered to be important, who are considered to be respected. But in reality, that's only because often the metrics that we use to measure success and we use to measure greatness in this world are often flawed. And therefore again, ve'ilu lamalo him kitanim. In above, or in Shamayim, in Gan Eden, in Celestials, in Olam Haba, they're Kitanim. Again, we also want to point out, not bad, not Rishayim, but Kitanim, they're just unimportant because very often the things which we ascribe importance to in this world are very often unimportant and irrelevant in the next. So people, therefore, who achieve a level of greatness based on what we perceive to be greatness in this world, it's very nice, but in the Olam HaEmes, they're Kitanim, they're nothing. And the opposite is true also. There are people in this world who are bizuyim nirdafim, who are again cast aside, who are considered unimportant, who are marginalized. Yet in the Olam HaEmes, they're exceptionally important. And I will say now the Mechari gives a beautiful insight into this. Vizos. Me'achar she'itzal Hashem isparach, ha'maylo she'kol echad ve'echad, kefi kamos ha'emuna, she'zocha lo'hosig ba'zeh ha'olam, u'kefi ha'atzlachosa b'mivchani ha'emuna she'behem, hu nivchan b'chol rega. Siyabo said, Mechaber says something amazing. He says, do you know why? In the Olam HaEmes, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu gauge our success based on? So of course, again, as you can imagine, Mechaber will say, emuna. Your measure of success in this world is based on the amount of emuna you're able to acquire, and again, as manifest in your ability to go ahead and be successful in what he calls the mivchani emuna, the test of emuna. We'll say, what are the tests of emuna in this world? It's the nisyonos. Remember again, as we saw, the tests and the challenges we have in this world, those are the tests to our emuna. And therefore again, the metric of true success, the metric of true greatness in this world, is the level of emuna you possess, as evidenced by your ability to go ahead and withstand and be successful in the nisyonos, in the challenges of life. He says, Shebahem hu nifchan b'chol rega. And I will say one thing is clear, which is the challenges or the tests to our emunah, I will say, occur and unfold every moment. Kemuva berosh haperek, ragli amda b'mishor makil mavarech Hashem. So okay, he quotes the pasuk. Skip down to the next paragraph. Muvan me'asicha niska le'el, she'emunah hi yisod hakol. We'll say we know that emunah is the foundation for everything. Ki kein amar Habakkuk kanavi tzadik be'emunaso yichya. We'll say now the Gemara over here quotes the pasuk, quotes a number of pesukim that discusses that Chazal. Oh, we read this, we learned this earlier. Chazal often tried to go and figure out if you have to consider. Obviously, we know we have 613 mitzvahs. Okay, that we know. The exercise that Chazal often go through is to try to figure out if you had to condense all of those mitzvahs into a few, what would you condense them into? And so the Gemara has a whole discussion about how you take 613 and condense it down, keep on condensing it down. Finally, the Gemara says, Bo Chabakuk ve'emidan al achos. Chabakuk said the truth is you could take the entire Torah and you could distill it down into one mitzvah. And what is that? Tzadik be'emunaso yichya. That ultimately, again, the one thing you require in this world is emunah, which I will say we've seen this. The tachlis of our learning, the tachlis of mitzvot, the tachlis of chesed, all of that is to bring us to a level of emunah. Everything we do is there ultimately again to bring us to a level of emunah. Therefore, I will say, if the entire essence of this world is to bring me to a true emunah, once I possess an emunah, then ultimately again I have what I need in order to be spiritually successful. And it makes sense that in the Olam HaEmes, the success of my living is gauged on the amount of emunah I've been able to acquire for myself. Yichye ba'olam hazeh, v'yichye ba'olam haba. Chayim aleim v'yofim b'schos emunoso. Ki gam ba'olam haba, yichye kefi emunoso, shehesig ba'olam hazeh. Ki akol b'koach ha'emunah. U'kichol sha'odam masig yoser asa emunah, kach dargoso yoser gavoh. Suppose I say the more emunah I'm able to acquire, ultimately again the greater my personal level. Page Tav Lamid Vav. Avol. Now this is a very profound statement. Avol b'livnei Adam ein efsharos liros es ha'emunah shazulas. You know, we'll say, but here's the problem. The problem is we don't have the ability to see. I you don't know my emunah. I don't know your emunah. Kimo shakasuf. As the pasuk says, man is only able to see that which his eyes are able to perceive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to see into the heart of man. So therefore I will say, you see, in this world when we judge people based on criteria that we can objectively observe and measure. So when I look at a person, I want to know, are they successful? So again, obviously, everything depends what world you're coming from and what lens you're using. But again, how do we assess people? Chachma, their wisdom. Yofi, their beauty. Toar, their stature. Osher, their wealth. Yichus, their pedigree. So again, these are metrics that I use to assess that's a successful person. V'heim to'em ba'aruch ha'sazulas. But people say, see, here's the problem. The problem is all of those things are nice, and absolutely none of them have anything to do with the quality of your person kite, right? With the quality of your personhood. He goes on, Va'alulim lachshov ala katan shu gadol, v'chein lehefech lachshov ala gadol shu katan. So we'll say, here's the problem. So first of all, we'll say, the first problem is that you're judging people. That's the first problem, right? Don't judge anyone. That's problem number one. Problem number two is if you're going to judge correctly, which the Mechabra ultimately is saying is pretty impossible, right? Because at the end of the day, the metrics through which we use to go ahead and judge people are fundamentally flawed. Again, the only way you know the true quality of a person is through their emunah. And no, I can never know your emunah. You can know. What time I come to shir in the morning, you could know ultimately again, you know, how big my yacht is. You could know certain objective measures, and you could choose to judge me based on that and to say if I'm a good person, I'm not a good person, I'm a tzaddik, I'm not a tzaddik. But those are all flawed measurements, says the Mechaber. And therefore, that's what's happening over here. That Valakri writes, Yecholios she'adam pashut, shenei yodea krok sov. who gadol b'mayla harbe, Yosef Adam Aluman b'Yosef, is such a profound statement. You can have a person who is a simple person, who maybe doesn't even know how to read and write, and yet he's greater than a person who is so much more learned. Why is that? Well, so you say to yourself, come on. How could this, you know, those of you who would be chassidically challenged would cringe at this, statement. Why? Because what are you talking about? A guy who's an Am Haaretz, a guy who doesn't know how to learn, or doesn't know how to read and write, he's going to be greater than someone who's more learned? Ridiculous. But no, it's not ridiculous. V'zum ipnei shu adam mamin shemakin es boro v'ilu hamalumad inu yodea mi bara oso umi manig oso. You know, we'll say, because you could have a person who is totally illiterate and totally ignorant, but yet he knows that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we saw this earlier, Levi Yitzchak. Not just that he says it, but that he knows it and that he believes it with all of his heart. And I will say, you know, this is part of the beauty of Emunah. And this is Mamash Therasa Baal Shem Tov. The beauty of Emunah is that Emunah need not be sophisticated. Emunah need not be intellectually astute. Emunah need not be sophisticated. Emunah is pashat. And therefore, again, the person who may be a total ignoramus, Mamish, knows absolutely nothing, knows no Torah, can't read, can't write, can be greater than the person who knows Gans Shas on his fingertips. Because just because you know Shas doesn't mean you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just because you know a lot of Torah doesn't mean that you're a Baal Emunah. And therefore the Mechaber says, Viva Hamalumad, the person who knows a lot of Torah, in Yodemi Baroso, he doesn't necessarily know who created him, Umi Manigoso, and who leads him, Vunimsa Bedarga Nuchusa Biyosa Biyachas La Osa Echad. And therefore I will say, you could have a situation of someone who is so simple, lacks knowledge, but yet can be greater than even the greatest Talmud Chacham. Why? Because the person in all of his simplicity possesses an emunah, versus, again, the person who's more complicated, more intellectually astute, sometimes loses all of that. La mito shal davar adam sh'er. I just want to point out, I know you know this, but it's important to say, obviously it's not an either or, right? What we aspire to be is, I want to be the person who knows all of Shas and has emunah, right? All the Mechaber is just trying to point out is that very often the metrics by which we use to gauge success in this world are fundamentally flawed. Only because we gauge success based on what we could observe, whereas the most important thing in this world ultimately is not something you observe. It's something you believe inside your soul. It's your emunah. That's what gauges your success. L'amito shel davar, adam she'eino makir es boro, nachus afilu mibehema. It's a very strong statement. The person who doesn't recognize his creator, I will say, has a lower standing even than an animal. Kimo shemochiach hanavi es yisrael alazon es emunah, yada shor koneo, v'chamor evos ba'alav yisrael lo yada, ami lo hisbonan. Right, we said the Haftorah for Shabbos Shuva. Right, so even the Navi says, even an ox knows its master. Right, even a chamor knows the trough of its owner. But yet Klal Yisrael sometimes seems to forget. So we'll stop over here for today. But yeah, a very profound idea. And obviously, linking it back, we understand the exchange ultimately again between Rav Yosef and his father, Rav Yoshua. Rav Yosef dies, goes to the Olam HaMeh, says, Father, I don't understand what I'm seeing. All the people who I thought were great in this world weren't so great in the next. Olam Hafach, it's an upside down world in the Olam HaMeh. And yet ultimately his father says, no, there could be nothing further from the truth, my son. The difference just is, in your youth, you're using all of the wrong metrics to gauge the success of a person. Whereas the real metric of the success of a person, I'll say, is one simple thing. It's his emunah. It's how much emunah does he possess, and does he have the ability to maintain it in all situations of life. What you see in the Olam HaMeh are the Ba'alei Emunah. What you see in this world, ultimately, again, is everyone else. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll finish the Sefer Emir Tashem tomorrow morning.